So let's review. Zok de Mishnah, Cheresh, Remez, Benirmaz. A deaf mute can affect a legal transaction by signaling Beyadok Uberoishai with his hands or his head. Ubemeseiro Emer, Kaifetz Benikpatz. Communicating his intentions Ba'akimas Sefosayim, by mouthing words, is also effective, even though it's not as clear as signaling. Bemeseiro adds Bemetatlan. This is only true regarding a transaction of movable objects. However, as Rashi explains, Bekarkois, Loi Bermiza, V'loi Bekfitza. He cannot purchase land even through signals because Mishum Kedechayev Takan Rabbanan. The Rabbanan legalized the sale of a cherish only to allow him to meet his basic needs, for which Metatlan are sufficient. Regarding Gittin, the Gemara cites two versions of Rav Nachman. Machloikis B'Metatlan, of B'Gittin Deviya Kol Bermiza. Bemeseiro only validates Kfitza regarding Metatlan, but Bemeseiro agrees that a cherish can only marry or divorce by means of Bermiza. Bemeseiro holds that he can divorce his wife even through kafitza. The Mishnah continues. Similarly, hapu'utais mechon mekach umemkar memker bemetatlan. The Rabbanan validated a young child's sale of movable objects, and here too the Gemara explains mishum kedechayev to allow them to survive, because otherwise, as Rashi explains, le'mezavne le'mezayne b'le'zavne mine, he will not be able to purchase food nor sell his goods. The Gemara explains, Kol chad v'chad l'fi chorfei. It depends on their individual intellectual development and may become applicable kevar shis, kevar shev, kevar tamni, kevar tesher, kevar eser, between ages 6 through 10. The Gemara enumerates other details pertaining to a sale of pu'utais. V'tu'usan achtus kegadol. The rate for oina, if he overcharges or overpays, is the same as for an adult. Achtus kana hakoina u'machzer oina. If the price varies by a sixth, the sale is still valid and the excess is returned. Yaisi mishtos, batel mekach. If he overcharges by more than one-sixth, the sale is void. The Gemara also brings a machlekes whether ein matnose matana. He cannot give a gift, since this is not strictly necessary for his livelihood. Or matnose matana, he can bestow a gift, since he usually does so de avdulei nayech nafshe, to return a favor, and so this is a necessary component of financial interaction. The Gemara rules matnas matana, he can bestow any gift, achas matnas shchivmera ba'achas matnas bari, whether he's dying or he's well, achas matana meruba ba'achas matana mu'etes, whether it is a small or a large gift. Zakta Mishnah, Egilu Dvarm Amruk Memnei Darki Shalom. The following procedures were enacted by the Chacham to promote peaceful relations. Kayin Kairi Rishon, V'achar of Levi, V'achar of Yisrael, Memnei Darki Shalom. When reading from the Torah, the first Aliyah is always given to a Kohen, the second to a Levi, and the third only to a Yisrael, in this order, to avoid arguments. The Gemara explains that giving precedence to the Kohen is actually midiraisa, and brings several sources for this halacha. The Pasuk says, V'yichtev Moshe es ater hazais, v'yitnam el ha-kohanim b'nei Levi, unnecessarily referring to the Kohanim as descendants of Levi, to teach us, Kohanim b'reisha v'hadu Levi. Kahanim, read from the Torah first, and then B'nai Levi. The Pasuk says, B'nai Amram, Moshe v'Aaron. V'yibod l'Aaron l'akdisha kodesh kodeshim. The Kahanim were sanctified more than the rest of the Levium, and therefore follows that they should read the Torah first. The Pasuk states in reference to the Kahanim, V'ki dashtoi, ki es lechem elikecho makrib, you shall sanctify him, which Abraisa explains refers to the chol davar shebekdusha, he has precedence for everything holy, leftoyach rishon ulevarach rishon. He speaks first at any Torah assemblage and leads Berachas Hamazon, V'litel Manu Yafa Berishain. If something is divided between a Kohen and a Yisrael, he chooses his portion first. From all these sources, we can derive that a Kohen must be called to the Torah first midaraisa. Therefore, we must say that the Mishnah's mention of Darkei Shalom refers to the following halacha. Although regarding a meal, HaBeitzeya Hu Peshed Yodei Tchila, the one who says the Berachas Hamitzi, partakes of the food first, however, in Balach leKavod leRabbi oy leMisha Gadol miMenu Hershus beYadai, he may honor his Rebbe to partake from the Suda first. LeShano ele beSuda, Ava beBeis HaKnesses loy deAsul leNsuye. MidRais haKohen may honor a Yisrael in his place. However, we do not allow him to do so mimnei Darkei Shalom to avoid arguments. The Gemara adds a qualification. LeShano ele beShabbos v'Yom Tov the Shchichi Rabbim, Ava beSheni v'Chamishi loy. This is only forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov when there is a large crowd, but it's permitted during the weekdays when there is less chance of disputes. Tesis points out, L'didan shchichi b'sheni v'chamishi k'may b'yom tov. Nowadays, there is full attendance during the weekdays as well, and so it is forbidden. The Gemara cites an exception. Rav Huna kari b'kahani b'shabbos of Yom Tovim. Rav Huna, who was a Yisrael, did receive the first aliyah even on Shabbos of Yom Tov, because afilah kahani chashivi the Eretz Yisrael kaifile. Even the eminent kahanim of Eretz Yisrael were subordinate to Rav Huna, and so there would not be any disputes because others would not claim this right. The Gemara discusses a scenario when there is no kohen or levi present. Ein sham kohen nispar da hachavila. If there is no kohen, the entire order is disregarded, and the levi does not have priority. Rashi brings a difference of opinion whether in a kari klal, the levi does not receive an aliyah at all, or misha yirtzi yaktim, he only loses his privilege but may receive the first aliyah. The Gemara continues, ein sham levi kari kohen. If there is no levi, a kohen receives his aliyah in his place. The Gemara explains that this refers to Oy Soy Kohen. The very same Kohen who read first also reads in place of the Levi. However, Kohen Acher Kohen Lo Yikra, we do not allow two Kohanim to read consecutively Mishum Pugam Mishal Rishon, so as not to cast aspersions on the lineage of the first Kohen. Even if Mughlig Lam Bavur, the Kohen who, even if it's well known that his father was a Kohen, people may still suspect Grusha Echalutza Nasif V'Achle Lazari. His father may have married a divorcee, and the son does not have the status of a kohen. However, we are not concerned that people will slander the second kohen, because Saiv Saiv Levi Mikohava, his father was a kohen, and so he's certainly not a Levi. It would therefore be clear that he is receiving the second aliyah in place of the Levi. On the other hand, Levi Acher Levi Lo Yikra Mishum Begam Shneim. We do not allow two Levim to be Oile consecutively, because people may slander either of them. Even if Muchzik Lambavu the Haid Levi, who we know that their fathers were Levium, people may still suspect Mamzeres Oynasina Nasav. The father may have entered a forbidden marriage, and so the son may have the status of a Yisrael. The Gemara explains, E Li Yaishvin Hakachazule. We're not concerned about the suspicions of those who remain for the entire Kriyas HaTorah, because they will see the Salik Laminyan Shiva, that he is counted amongst the seven Eilim. Rather, Li Yaitz. We're concerned that someone may leave early and assume that the Kohen or Levi is Pasul. The Gemara Dav Samach discusses the order for the rest of the Aliyas. Acharein Kohen, Talmid Chacham, Hamamunim Parnosim Alatzibur. Priority is given to scholars who are community leaders. Acharein, Talmid Chacham Haruin Lemanisim Parnosim Alatzibur. And then to scholars who are worthy of being appointed as community leaders. Acharein, B'nei Talmid Chacham, Shavisein Mamunim Parnosim Alatzibur. And unto the sons of these community leaders, v'acharein rosh ha'knesiyos v'chol adam, and finally the leaders of the shul and the rest of the congregation.